Freddy, what did I do? Yeah.
Welcome to the podcast. It is a beautiful Sunday morning in Deep South Texas, about 72 degrees, no rain, but there is some in the forecast, maybe a 10% for tomorrow or tonight. We're hoping it rains. It's been a while since I recorded, but there's been a lot going on, and for a moment I thought maybe I'll just give it a break. But I did do a part two to the Dallas Cowboys. I might post that later. Check it out. Keep your eye out for that one. It's more Dallas Cowboy talk. So if you're not into that, you might want to skip it. But if you're into that, check it out. So what did I do lately? You know, yesterday I did something that I never thought I could accomplish. I participated in a 30-mile bike ride. The event was called Ride for Rain. And my previous longest cycling event I think I ever did was maybe 22 miles. I want to say 22, maybe 25, but for sure 22 miles. So I did this one. It was 30 miles. It was a brutal towards the end. I'm not going to lie. But I got it done, and I didn't feel so bad afterwards. Of course, I'd never done 30 miles, and the seat can get pretty uncomfortable. Even after 10 miles, it's kind of, it hurts. But I got over that, and I did well. And then this morning I woke up, I thought I'd be sore or something, but I wasn't. So I ended up going for a run. I actually did a 5K this morning. So I'm working I'm doing really good on my cardio, I'd say. I'm a very improved person when it comes to that, and I'm happy about it. I didn't think I could do that before, so that's something positive that has been going on with me lately. And then what else did I do? I haven't done much other than that. Well, I'll get right into it. To be honest, something that I was going to address was the reason that I also haven't recorded that much lately was because I think and if you heard a few episodes ago about, you know, personal stuff going on, I think that kind of took a little toll, and I started drinking a little bit more on the weekends. I mean, nothing crazy, but I'm not a heavy drinker, but I did notice that I would drink a little too much maybe on Friday night or Saturday night, and then be a little hungover the next day. That's the worst. I mean, I hate hangovers. And if I get a hangover, that's a pretty good indicator that I drank too much the night before. And what's worse is if I drink a couple few beers, I might even smoke a cigarette. Here I am, Mr. Wellness Champion, I know, trying to get healthy, and then for whatever reason, the wheels come off, I drink a beer, and then I smoke a cigarette, and game over. But I'm trying not to do that anymore. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to do that. A friend of mine suggested that because I mentioned that, how I don't like that I had been doing that lately. So he said, why don't you go to an Alcoholics Anonymous meeting? And I thought to myself, well, I mean, I'm not an alcoholic. But he said, no, it would be good if you just sit in a session, listen to what they talk about, and listen to their stories, and see how bad it could get, or just observe, or notice what they've gone through. I didn't want to go, to be quite honest, because I felt like if I went to one of those meetings, it meant that I am an alcoholic. But I didn't want to take it that far. So for a few weeks, I was avoiding that. And then I, you know, out of curiosity, I looked for one in the area, and I found one. And then on a Friday, I ended up going, and it was very awkward for me. I'm going to be honest, it was embarrassing. I don't know how other people feel about it. I mean, just for me, I didn't want anybody to see me, because I thought, what if somebody sees me? Are they going to think, oh my gosh, you know, is Freddie an alcoholic or what's going on? But then I'd have to explain, no, I'm just here to observe, you know? But you never can tell if somebody sees you doing something. They'll make up their own decisions and whatever. So I bit the bullet and I said, you know what, let me just go see. All right, fine, I'll do it. Who cares? So I went and I sat. I didn't know the protocol or anything. And there was a man running the show, I think. And they're all pretty friendly. And nobody gave me a hard time or anything. They just said, hey, I just asked. I said, is this AA? And they said, yeah, go ahead and have a seat if you'd like. And they, I think they had coffee and stuff in the back. But I just sat there. Again, I was a little embarrassed. I thought to myself, what am I doing here? But then it started, and I don't know how much I could say about it, but it was a good experience. I heard, so people share, and I think we've all seen it on TV, you know how you say your name and that you're an alcoholic? So everybody was kind of going around doing that, right? They'll say their name, and they declare that they were alcoholics or that they were addicted to drugs or something like that. And then they talk about just whatever's on their mind. And some of the stories, I think because I was new, they probably thought they were kind of catering to me a little, they were very welcoming and they were very encouraging. I don't know to what extent they thought I would drink, but again, I was kind of there to observe, and it kind of went around the room, and I listened to the stories, and there's all kinds of people. And it, to me, it was very eye-opening, and to listen to their stories and even not just stories from the past, but even, you know, stories that they're going through right now is also eye-opening. It made me think, like, you know, I think I have problems, and every day is a challenge sometimes, but listening to their stories, it made me understand that I'm not just the only one. A lot of people are going through something, and they deal with it in a different way, and it kind of went around the room, and then they gave me the opportunity to speak. And when I did, everybody would say, for instance, if there was a person, there wasn't, but I'm just making up a name. If there was a person named John, John would say, hello, I'm John, and I'm an alcoholic. So that's how they would open their conversation. But when it came around to me, I didn't say that. I just said, hello, my name is Freddie. Maybe I should have used a fake name, but whatever. I said that, but I didn't say that I'm an alcoholic, you know, and I just kind of started sharing a little bit. I didn't go, you know, too deep or anything. I just put a little stuff out there, but nothing. I didn't go too deep, I guess, but I wanted to participate. I didn't know that I was supposed to or that I was, if I wasn't supposed to participate, but I did a little bit. I did hear stories that were very heartbreaking, people who had fallen and came back, and that was kind of like their first day back, and it did get emotional there for a while, and again, it's just, I'm glad I went, and I experienced that. They encouraged me to go back. I don't know if I will, if I need to, but I don't think I'll feel embarrassed if I do go back, or if, you know, who knows if I will or if I won't. But I talked to a friend of mine and I said, hey, you know, I went to one of these AA sessions, and he told me that that there's no need for me to go. What am I doing there if I'm not even an alcoholic? I told him, well, I mean, I just want to observe. Somebody, a friend of mine, told me to go check it out just to, you know, observe. And he said, look, you work, you're responsible. You only drink on the weekends if you do, you're not drinking every day and alcohol is not something that causes you to get in trouble. But so he was a little taken aback, even upset, I'd say, because I think, well, I don't know what I think of what he was thinking, but he was a little bit upset. He was just saying that I shouldn't be going to those places. I don't need that. But it was beneficial to me. I'm glad I went. I might go back. Who knows? It was a good experience. I did learn a lot, and it made me appreciate where I'm at. And if nothing else, it helped me to keep an eye on things and to be aware of how fast things could fall if you let things get too far. And I'm going to keep an eye on that. So I'm grateful that I went. And I recommend it. If anybody's having issues out there with alcohol abuse or drug abuse, by all means, I think, having seen that, I think it is beneficial. So aside from that, also, I think, you know, part of my drinking a little bit more than usual was because I don't think I had resolved one of my previous issues with my personal life, you know? I think it was still lingering. And so that kind of didn't help. So I had to I found myself that when I did drink, I'd get a little bit too emotional, you know? And I don't like to do that, but I do that, even though I don't like to do that. You know how sometimes people get drunk and they'll be happy, or you got the sad person, or you got the whatever? I think I was becoming the emotional guy. So I had to break out of that funk, and it was not good. So I'm not doing that anymore. And then, so moving on, I think I got to a point where I thought, you know what? I'm not gonna record anything. I'm not gonna socialize. What am I doing? And then the loneliness kind of sets in and stuff. And then it made me like evaluate my life and say, well, you know, what am I doing? What is this for? And I always do that. I always take inventory of whatever it is I'm doing, whatever it is I'm participating in. And I think that's a good thing, right? Question. But a takeaway that I have also is that, with the Knights of Columbus, our Grand Knight, he always, when we leave, he always tells us, be not afraid. And I never really paid attention to that saying that much. I know that there's a lot of quotes about that in the Bible. One of them that stuck out that I read this morning was from Isaiah 41:10, be not afraid. And there's many more. There was a list of them. You can look them up in the Bible or just Google it. But, you know, I was afraid. If I was being honest with myself, I was afraid of being lonely. I was afraid of disappointing people. I was afraid of failing. You know, I had the fear of failure. And I wasn't coping with it too well. So I had to take stock and reevaluate what I was doing. And I'm lucky that I have friends and family that are very encouraging, that I could always reach out to. And I know a lot of people don't have that support system. It's very important. I needed that, and I had it, and I feel good that I had that they're there for me. It's a reassurance. It gives me peace of mind. People reach out, and I can reach out to them. In that sense, I'm lucky. I'm lucky that I do have people that love me and care for me. So, you know, I'm evaluating that statement to be not afraid. I have to be not afraid to stand up for myself and know that I'm worth something, you know. I'm gonna not be afraid to represent my faith. I'm not gonna be afraid to fight for truth and for love. I'll keep on keeping on, right? That's what I have to do. I think maybe that's what we should all strive for. I don't know, but that's what I'm gonna do. So that's all I got for today. Until next time, be not afraid. Yeah.